proclaiming the gospel to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Shalom and welcome to the Everlasting Nation, a radio ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. I'm Aaron Brotton, your host for today, and I want to thank you for joining me. Perhaps no other subject in recent history challenges our minds so much as the Holocaust. Now, 75 years ago, the world woke up to the fallout of World War II and the Holocaust. Over 6 million Jewish people perished at the hands of the Nazi regime in places such as Auschwitz, Dachau, and the Warsaw Ghetto. These days, I believe we should know the facts concerning the Holocaust and say never again. Unfortunately, though, many are forgetting this tragic event. However, I wanted to bring to your attention a special annual event known as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. In 2005, the United Nations General Assembly designated January 27th, which is also the anniversary of the liberation of Auschwitz-Birkenau by the Russian Army, which occurred in 1945. Even though this date was not the end of the Holocaust, it was the official start of the liberation of the concentration camps in Europe under Nazi rule. International Holocaust Remembrance Day is known as UN Resolution 60-7, and was introduced by the State of Israel. On this annual Day of Remembrance, the United Nations urges every member state to pause and honor the 6 million Jewish victims of the Holocaust, as well as the millions of others who suffered at the hands of the Nazis. The overall purpose of this day is to remember the victims and survivors, and to educate the next generation to prevent future genocide. Member states are called upon to reject any denial of the Holocaust and to condemn any intolerance, harassment, and violence against ethnic groups or religious communities. Furthermore, these states are also called upon to actively establish and/or preserve memorials or other Holocaust sites. On this day, many countries, as well as Jewish communities around the world, host special ceremonies where Holocaust survivors tell their stories, poems are read, and dignitaries speak to the purpose of this day. Ban Ki-moon, the former UN Secretary General, commented concerning this day, saying, "The International Day in Memory of the Victims of the Holocaust is thus a day on which we must reassert our commitment to human rights. We must also go beyond remembrance and make sure that new generations know this history. We must apply the lessons of the Holocaust to today's world. As Bible-believing Christians, I firmly believe we cannot stand idly by as onlookers to the plight of the Jewish people and others who suffer such persecution. The Holocaust is not just a Jewish problem. It is a human problem. With the rise of anti-Semitism around the world and even here in the United States, we must be vigilant to stand for truth and justice. I encourage you to take part in or attend a Holocaust remembrance ceremony or event. If you cannot attend one in person, you can go online and find them as well. These events will give you a better understanding of this historic tragedy and a greater awareness of anti-Semitism today. In light of this, IBJM welcomes you to join us in Hickson, Tennessee at our headquarters for our annual Holocaust Education Day, which will be on Friday, March 20th of 2020. For more information about this or to register, call us at 423-876-8150. You may also register online at ibjm.org. Just look in the Special Events tab. This special day will bring us together as we stand for the Jewish people in the true love of the Messiah. A major highlight of this day will be a tour of the Everlasting Nation Museum here at IBJM's headquarters in Hickson, Tennessee, which is in the greater Chattanooga, Tennessee area. The museum shares the history of the Jewish people through the love of the Messiah. Part of your experience here will be visiting the Holocaust Memorial, which includes a special memorial for the 6 million Jews who perished. Again, if you are interested in the Holocaust Education Day, please contact us here to register. I believe it is critical in these days to educate ourselves concerning these matters and not just tell the next generation, but every generation about the Holocaust. Each year, fewer voices of the survivors remain to tell their stories. It is imperative then for us to be their voice and say never forget and say never again. As we remember God's promise to Abraham, this is a great way we can be a blessing to the Jewish people. Thank you for joining us today as we've been discussing International Holocaust Remembrance Day. If you'd like to hear this program again or any of our other archive programs regarding Israel and the Jewish people, simply visit us at ibjm.org. And also as we close this program, let us remember the words of Psalm 122, verse 6. Let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. You've been listening to The Everlasting Nation, a ministry of International Board of Jewish Missions. For more information, you can contact us at 423-876-8150 or go online to ibjm.org. Until next time, may God bless and shalom.